Is it educational or is it voyeuristic? It is called Dark Tourism, and we're joined by Megan Singleton from BroggerAtLarge.com. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, you're out and about in the countryside.
I am. Well, actually, I'm down on Auckland's Viaduct, and it is sunny and beautiful, and you need to come down here immediately following your show.
Okay. Right, well, we'll talk about dark tourism and some of the darkest places you've been, and we will start with the Museum of Death on Sunset Boulevard.
This is what got me thinking about the whole topic. It's a highly controversial sort of industry, this dark tourism. And, you know, I've been to the catacombs in Lima, and I've been to the Bodies exhibition that was touring the States. I don't know if you know about that one. We can get to that in a second. But the Museum of Death is the spookiest place I have ever been in my life, and I wouldn't recommend anybody to set foot inside there. And I've actually blogged about it, put a couple of photos up, but nothing too terrible, except for the man who owns the place, who looks like he'd probably be a killer in the first instance. But basically, it's just one man's collection of 20 years of crime scene photographs and memorabilia and, you know, body bags and torture weapons. And he's just been collecting this stuff because in America, your freedom of expression is more important than a victim's right to privacy. Mm. And I discussed this with him, and he just, you know, because there's photos in there of mutilated bodies that he can request from the courts to just have on his walls. And I said, but what about the families? And he said, well, they don't come in here. I'm like, well, is that really the point?
Yeah.
You know.
It is difficult.
He makes money but that's, out of people like you and me who go and have a look at the thing.
But that's the whole thing about the Constitution in America. You know, it's the longest supreme law document ever, and it is where freedom, you know, comes from. And they just had a constitutional debate about universal health care with the Obamacare thing. And they've got lawyers debating whether having health care is constitutional or not.
I heard you talking about that this morning. It's crazy. It's really crazy. And over here, though, we have so much privacy that I think we're genuinely shocked. I mean, the Touring Bodies exhibition is another one I went to, and that's a bit controversial in its own right because no one's quite sure whether the bodies that are on display have actually consented before they died. But what it is dissected human bodies so that you can go and have a look how the body actually functions. And when I was visiting it in New York, there were school groups going through. crazy to me.
Hey, but when I was young at school, people would come round to show us the problems of smoking, and they would have plastic bags full of lungs that actually had cancer in them, and you could actually pick up someone's lung and feel the hard cancer, you know. And so it was educational.
Yeah, so there is that. And certainly in the Bodies exhibition, they've got lots of tumours and diseased things. And in fact, there's the Medical Science Museum in Philadelphia that I do have a strange fascination for this kind of thing. But I drew the line at this Museum of Death, and that's why I've written this blog about my whole discussion around it, because you talked about Auschwitz. I haven't actually been there, but I would. I think there's a difference between going somewhere and paying homage and going somewhere and educating yourself on what really happened in history, to going somewhere for the voyeuristic pleasure and titillation of looking at crime scene photographs.
Yeah. Well, look, we've got an example here in New Zealand, and I did this last year where I went down to Christchurch and took the helicopter flight over the red zone. This was before we had the bus tours that went through as well. And I was down as a journalist and other journalists with us, and we felt a bit macabre going there to look at it all. But the fascinating thing was that most of the people who took the helicopter tour in Christchurch were in fact from Christchurch. And when we got up there and we're in the plane going around and looking at what's happened to Christchurch, it's just dumbfounding, really.
Yeah.
It was silent. There was certainly no... It was a moment of contemplation, and there were tears in the helicopter from all the locals, and we didn't feel voyeuristic, though we had felt nervous that we'd be perceived as that before we went in.
I agree. I would do that. But where do you stand on slum tours? I mean, that was in the newspaper this week, about going to see these you know, poverty-stricken families and villages on a tour. And then, you know, invariably you'd give them something. You'd give them some money, you'd give them some gifts. What does that actually do for their self-esteem? Does it turn them into beggars?
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand Christchurch, and I would love to see that, because I do think, even though we've seen so many images in the media, it wouldn't... doesn't cover what it would be like to be standing there. Mm-hmm. And I think, and same with Ground Zero in New York. You know, I visited there a couple of times, and then of course they've now built the Freedom Tower, and they've got, well, they're building that, and they've got that water monument. I would go there to stand somberly and read some of the names and reflect on that day. I don't know, where is that line? Is it different for everyone?
Yeah, I think it is. You make your own choice, but it often, it's often very moving. And I think the main thing about travel is to expand your mind and to see other people's reality, which could be horrific, is an expansion of your perception of what they've gone through, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and then there's museums and crime tours, and, you know, you can follow the O.J. Simpson car chase around L.A.
Oh, I'd do that one.
Yeah, which, of course you would. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I mean, so, you know, there are lines to draw, and I don't think that's necessarily a spooky one.
Well, if you're, if
it
you're
would make quite a lot of fun.
If you're tempted by this, there are stories of dark tourism on Megan's blog site. That is bloggeratlarge.com. And I thank you once again, Megan, for talking travel today.
Cheers, Andrew.
All the best. It is 24 to 12, Andrew Dickens, Sunday Cafe. We'll talk sport with Nigel Yalden next on News Talk ZB.